Hello, babies. It is Lala Kent
with Randall. New baby daddy coming.
You want to know what's so insane is that you are going to be a baby daddy because we're not married. So you are technically a baby daddy.
I know, but we're getting married. So I'm just playing.
We're getting married like a few months after the baby drops. So you will be a baby daddy for like a few months.
Seven weeks.
Well, either way, I like it.
I want to let everybody know that we don't have a guest on this episode because we both felt, and you specifically, that we should.
I just felt that I was more entertaining than any guest that Randall kept bringing to my attention.
Okay, that's laughable on every level. But even though you begged me to bring good guests. Okay, what I wanted to say is that you are pregnant now, and we have a huge weekend coming up with our gender reveal. So I loved your idea. You said to me, babe, let's just do a podcast where we talk about the gender. We don't know. And here's the cool thing, Lala. You actually gave Danny, our assistant, the doctor's information. She gave him, right now as we're doing this podcast,
yeah,
he knows whether we're having a boy or a girl, and we don't know shit.
No, we don't know anything. And so I got the phone call yesterday from my OB, who I'm obsessed with, by the way. And by the way, shout out to you, Rand, because you actually found her for me. And I loved that Randall found me a woman. I didn't even need to tell him, please find me a chick, not a male OB. Not that I have anything against male OBs or gynos, but like, I would just rather have only my partner who's a man touching my cookie. So thank you, Randall, for finding the best female OB in the entire world. Anyway,
well, my pleasure. My pleasure.
She called
me
yesterday and she was like, I have fantastic news. Your baby looks healthy and happy. And so the test that, you know, was the main reason why you do this test, the gender, like we said last week, is the fun part. So her saying that, I was like, okay, that can be checked off of my mental obsession. My baby is going to come into the world, hopefully, healthy as of right now. And then she said, I'm not going to post your test to your online portal because then the gender will be on there. So how would you like me to do this? I was like, you're calling the assistant and you're going to tell him what is growing inside of me. Danny literally texts me 5 seconds later and goes, I know what you're having. I'm like, why did we choose to do the gender reveal 6 days later? Like, what are we doing? We could know right now.
No, I know. This is torture. So what I want to say to everybody is this. I don't like this game. I think it sucks. I'm bad at keeping secrets. So Danny has been up here in Santa Barbara with me on the movie, and he's sitting across from me. I'm going to come clean a little bit.
Okay.
I do know the gender.
You're lying.
I'm kidding. I was joking.
Randall,
was joking.
I was about to freaking end this podcast.
It was a joke.
And go get one of the other assistants to be my co-host. You were freaking
asked. You
were
going to fire me?
I was going to fire you.
Wow, that's fucked up. What I want to say is this. So Danny was sitting across from me the other night at dinner, or in the dining room. And I look at him and I go, so you know? And he goes, yeah, I know. I'm excited for you guys. And I said, oh, great. I said, $1,500, will you tell me right now? He goes, heck yeah. And I go, I don't want to know, dude. I'm not ruining that day. I can't believe you're a sellout. You're a horrible person. That's a true story.
Wow.
In the
Danny,
world, I would ever want
$1,500, you fucking sellout.
Now, let's set the stage. So you and I came up with an idea. Now, everybody keeps hitting us up on Instagram like, don't burn down the world. We're not lighting fireworks. We're not going to ever do something idiotic. No. So we're, our gender reveal is Lala's having all of her friends come up to Santa Barbara.
We're just having people jump out of planes.
Some paratroopers to jump out of an airplane.
Okay. Keep going.
Now we've hired these 7 paratroopers to jump out of the plane. The first 3 are going to jump out with a neutral color chute. And then the next 4 are going to jump out with the color of a boy or a girl, pink or blue. So I am very excited. Saturday morning, we're going to know. But I am trying not to think about it, Lala, I swear to you, because it's torture. Like every hour I think about it, I'm losing my shit.
I know, but can I tell you what it's like? It's like for the next however many days, we get to live Christmas Eve.
Christmas.
You know?
Christmas.
It's Christmas Eve for the next 5 days.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Christmas
awesome.
Eve. Great point. Great point. So what I'm excited about, what I was trying to tell you is, you dedicated this episode to kind of discussing the gender reveal, you know, the baby, all that. What I want to ask you, first of all, you always ask me, do I want a boy or a girl? And I've always told you the same thing. I want a healthy baby. So let's pretend we have the healthiest Superman or Supergirl baby in the world. Okay. What are you hoping for?
I love this question. I am hoping for a boy. What are you hoping for, Randall?
I'm going to say, because I pray to God every night that our baby's healthy. But after our baby is healthy, of course, I think it would be nice to have a boy. But I want you to know that I know that if we have a girl, that girl is going to be the chicest looking little girl in all of California.
Well, no matter what, no matter if it's a boy or a girl, it's going to be a boy or a girl, it's going to be like the coolest kid ever. So that I'm not worried about. Your response was lame, Randall. I want a boy. I would love that. But if it is a girl, like that's like a non-answer. Tell me what you want.
Switzerland.
That's not even fun. So why do you even care about the gender reveal?
Because I'm excited for you. And honestly, I would love to have a boy, babe. I would love to have a boy, but I just want you to know that having a girl will be obviously equally as amazing.
I want to have a boy for you in the house because you are surrounded by chicks all the time. The housekeeper is a girl, house manager, you're girls, I'm a girl, our dogs are girls. Like you have zero testosterone surrounding you. Like it's just
you. I feel like my testosterone's like diminishing with the amount.
Yeah, there's a lot of women. And I would like a boy because I love chicks, but they're just a lot of work. And I love London and Riley, but it's constant, like, want to play with my weave, want to play with my makeup, want to look at what nail polish I have. A boy's not going to care. He's just going to want to play with his Tonka toys and, you know.
They walk up. But boys, from what my friends say and your friends say, that they walk on walls. So I think whatever it comes is God's blessing. But I want to tell you something. Let's talk about your hormones. Since our last podcast, you have escalated to another level. You have had some really special conversations with me, I've noticed. So I just think that this is something new to our relationship, the level of hormonal
swings.
Roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You came and visited me. You came up to Santa Barbara and spent a few days up on, you know, visiting me on the movie, which I loved and I was so happy. And you also had some things that you wanted to discuss on the set, which I felt were awkward and I shut down.
Wait, which things are you referring to that I wanted to talk about?
You said to me after I was about to go into the bathroom, and I had to use the bathroom because that's what your body does at a certain point. You said, hey, 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 and you stopped me. No, you stopped me and you requested my attention. I said, what's up, babe? That's exactly what I said. And you said, and I'll say it verbatim, babe, when you go to the bathroom, can you open up your ass cheeks wider so you don't destroy the toilet?
See, it's just like I think boys are disgusting. So the fact that I'm like, I hope I have a boy is really strange. I just think you guys like are gross. You burp, you fart, you don't know how to take a proper shit. It's just like enough already, you know? And you know, I'm not going to get too much into it because the whole thing is disgusting. You need a woman to teach you how to go to the bathroom. I'm just going to leave it at that. Moving on. I will spill some tea after the break.
Action.
We are back, beautiful people.
Action!
Oh my gosh, you get this man off of this movie set. He literally thinks he's now directing me. He thinks he's directing the Give Them La La podcast.
With Randall.
Yeah, let's not forget the with Randall.
Wow.
You're my hype man, bro.
Oh, is that what I am?
Just kidding.
Is that what I am?
I'm just kidding. Also, totally joking.
Baby, listen, I want to tell you something. First, I love you. Second, you look so good today. You have that pregnancy glow. And third,
thanks, baby.
Give us some tea.
Okay, so the tea is, and I want everyone to remember, because my mom always says this, paper takes ink. In other words, you can write whatever you want, and people now think if you read it, it's factual. Similar to what I'm going to spill right now. I'm just assuming it's factual, but who knows if it's really true. I heard that people very high up at Bravo, and this is public knowledge, I read it on the gram, were ecstatic to see Denise Richards go.
So what happened? Because I don't watch these shows, so why don't you update me?
So basically what happened was, you know Brandy Glanville. Brandy Glanville, and here's the thing with Brandy. She has zero filter. She is like, it is what it is. But you know that the girl never lies. Like, I don't think lies come out of Brandy Glanville's mouth. She claims that she and Denise Richards were sleeping together, and she thought it was kosher with Denise's husband. Well, apparently, after Brandy and Denise hook up, Denise was like, you can't tell anybody because Aaron would kill me.
Oh.
So now Brandy Glanville has this, like, she always has this weird reaction to anyone who's ever cheated. It's like the craziest thing. She like despises cheaters. And now she feels like she's been the person that someone cheated with. And so she doesn't like that. So she comes clean on the show. Denise continues to deny it. Wow. And Denise does this thing where she's like, bravo, bravo, bravo. And
What does that mean?
So a lot of people have asked this. She's thinking that when she says bravo, 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 they can't use the footage.
Oh.
Because it's like you're shooting.
It's like screwing up a scene.
Yeah, so like you're breaking the fourth wall. You're talking about the network or you're talking about production. So she's thinking like, scene's ruined. They can't use that. Where, you know, they're just watching thinking this is fucking gold, her, you know, yelling bravo, bravo, bravo out. But here's the thing, Rand, and I learned this with being on reality TV. And I'm going to bring up a situation that Randall doesn't like very much, but it's going to be quick. When Ariana and I had our little thing, that storyline lasted all of 2 episodes. What people don't realize is if you try to hide from anything you've done, that'll be dragged out for an entire freaking season and your life will be made hell. It'll be posted about every single day. And that's what Denise Richards is experiencing right now. If she would have just been like, yeah, we hooked up a couple times, no one would have given a shit. People would have moved on.
Okay. I think that Denise Richards, who I actually did a movie with called Good Advice.
Right.
Back in the day where she had actually met Charlie Sheen. And I think that when you grow up as an actor and then you go on to a reality show, it's probably the expectation is not like the what to expect. I don't think they're prepared for. And I think that's probably what happened. I don't know if she hooked up or not, but whatever.
No one will actually ever really know what went down, you know?
Right.
And here's the thing.
I mean, by the way, they could have just kissed or something, or nothing could have happened, or who knows?
Well, Brandy claims that stuff went down. Whether it happened or not, here's the thing about reality TV and actors, because I agree with you. I think actors step onto reality TV and they think that they have, that it will have the integrity of a movie set, and it doesn't. We're here to venture into the most uncomfortable parts of your entire life, and things that you want to be kept a secret are really the only things people want to know about. Do you have any, like, you're looking at me like you're just.
I'm just, listen, here's the problem. I ask you to spill the tea, and it's so deep, the tea, that I don't even know how to participate. So what I want to ask you is.
I didn't expect you to participate.
Can I say something?
Yeah, tell me.
Because, you know, I've been quiet a lot more because I want to hear your beautiful voice. Can I ask, and the fans want me to shut up a little more. Can I ask you a question?
What?
I want to tell you that I love when you spill tea. Sometimes I feel like, wow, that's so cool. And sometimes I'm like, holy shit. But I do think
it's
hard.
And other times he's like, shut up, Lala. Shut up, Lala. Stop talking.
Yeah, this one went sideways. I want to tell you, do you have, and I love that you gave me that, because now, look, my life is much richer that I know that Denise Richards possibly hooked up with Brandi Glanville, and I can tell people that in my daily life. So that's exciting. What yes. I want to ask you, is, do you have any tea on the television show that you've been on for the last 6 years?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I want to say that
when do you guys go back, La? When do you guys start shooting again?
Well, you know, they were planning on sending us back in October.
Okay.
And this was like months ago that they projected October. And now, okay, you know, we're going to be hitting October pretty soon and things are still pretty scary. So they then said the earliest we're sending, you know, the Vanderpump Rules cast back to work is going to be January. I'm not holding my breath because I tend to get my hopes up about things. And
yeah, you don't do good like that.
No, I like to, like, when you tell me, like, hey, here's a start date, we'll see you then I start getting excited. But you just giving me a projection, it's like, okay, I'm just going to pretend you didn't tell me anything. Okay. So hopefully we go back by the beginning of next year.
Top of the year.
At the top of the year.
Well, I think my guess is, like, I think a lot of the world, knock on wood, hopefully we have a vaccine that's effective and hopefully the world starts to open up. And I, you know, I am an optimist, as you know. So I am rooting not only for you to go back on your show, but also the world to be easier for children to go back to school,
right,
for businesses to open. And of course, TV shows in our industry to be working. So
well,
I am rooting.
You
all
know
of
that.
Sudden.
First, Vanderpump Rules and the name has been through a lot in the past, you know, however many months, COVID and all the other stuff. So we truly don't know. Like, we're left in the dark just as much as everybody else. We don't have producers calling us to give us a play-by-play of what may or may not happen. It usually is us harassing them, like, can you give us something?
Right.
And that's pretty
okay.
much all they've given us, you know, if and when we go back. And it is going to look very different going back because a lot of these shows, these reality shows, have gone back. But our show is based on a restaurant.
Let's take it a step further because maybe people who are listening are not obviously living in Los Angeles.
Right.
The county of Los Angeles does not have indoor dining. They only have outdoor dining.
Correct.
Which, you know, based on your, let me just put it out there, based on the size of your restaurant and the patio space and all that stuff, you can only have so many tables. So that probably makes it very hard for your restaurant, meaning on the show, to work. And your show interacts with customers. And that's a whole nother thing with masks. So I that makes sense now. Like when life is better and easier, I'm sure you guys will come right back. But for now, it makes sense. I have a question. Two things we didn't bring up. I forgot. One, congratulations to me. My sister had a baby.
Not
yesterday.
Only did she have a baby.
She had a linebacker.
She had a
linebacker.
Freaking linebacker. 10.2 pounds.
Hold on. Jennifer Emmett, I know you're still in the hospital. You're in your 40s. My mom said I can't. Oh, did you hear this, Law? My mom called me.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you this.
Tell me.
My mom called me and said, just stay with me, baby. My mom called me and said, you need to take your post down right now. And I said, what are you talking about? Because I posted the baby. And I said, I'm so proud of my sister. She's 40-something years old. But I said the actual number.
Yeah.
She's like, her friend called, you know, my mother, her friend called. And if she saw that you told the world her real age, she would go crazy. I'm like, Mom, She's in her 40s. She just had a 10.2-pound baby. She's Superwoman. And that's what I said. I'm so proud of her. What are you worried about the friggin' number?
You know, I never understood anyone who's like, I don't tell my real age. It's like, what the fuck? Why? Wear that shit with pride. You look good.
And by the way, my sister, to her credit, doesn't look anything close to her age. She snowboards every weekend in the winter. She's a total, like, athlete. And she just had a baby, 10.2 pounds at 40 years old. God bless you, Jennifer.
You just said the real fucking number, Randall.
Oh, shit. Fuck. I can't help myself.
Oh, my God.
All right. God bless you, Jennifer, 31 years old, having a 10.2. Having a 10.2. Anyway, Jenny, I want to tell you this. I love you. I am going to always be there for you. And, you know, you're a role model to women having a baby at that age and doing it with class and dignity. God bless you. Okay. Now I want.
Oh, I love that you said that, Rand, and you know why.
Okay. Can I say something
just
to you?
Everything. That's all it boils down to.
Well, you are all about family. Can I?
Okay.
Now,
so you wanted to congratulate someone, but then what else did you had two things.
Second thing I would like to hear you talk to your fans, because we know I only have a
couple.
Have
two. I get it. Okay, keep going.
You know what? Since you started this podcast, like when you first started, you were like so like a little nervous and you were just kind of, now you look like a news anchor on Entertainment
Tonight.
Well,
now I'm just hanging out with my people, you know? It's just like, hey, it's our weekly Wednesday hangout, guys.
We talked to our producing staff at Time Warner, and there's a chance, everybody, that we might go to 2 times a week with our podcast.
If Randall has anything to do with it, they will be doing 2 days a week because Randall doesn't let up.
Oh, I told him it has to happen.
It's the best. You're freaking epic, Randall Emmett. I can't wait to give birth to your epic baby. You like that? But yeah, you like that. Let's go to a break on that note. We'll be right back. And we're back.
Okay, so can I
finish my
second?
Do I have a pretty lullaby voice, Randall?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay, good.
Like Celine Dion.
Let's not get carried away.
Okay, so the reason I was telling you I wanted to have 2 episodes a week, it's for my own selfish reasons. I think that I talk too much because I only get a platform once a week.
I think that too.
But if I thank you. But if we have an episode twice a week, I think I'll talk half as much.
Oh. Well, then let's get on that immediately. Let's try to tucker him out so much that when he gets home, he just wants to be so silent and let me watch Housewives in peace.
Okay. Now I want you to discuss with your fans.
Okay.
Baby names. We're going to play a game called the baby name game.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 10 names, 5 names for a boy and 5 names for a girl. You tell me epic or shit.
Okay. I love it.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Here's the girls.
Okay.
Christina.
No. No.
Spotlight.
Spotlight?
Yeah.
That's pretty epic. I'd call her Spot. That's cute.
Okay. Saddle.
Saddle? Mm-hmm. No, because if she had bad legs, she had saddlebags, that would be not a nice name. It's kind of like when I told my mom I wanted to name my baby Happy, and she was like, what if your baby's just like a stick in the mud? I was like, that would happen to me. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Juicy.
Juicy? What is she, a fucking stripper? I love it. Epic.
Okay. And the last one, Blanche.
Blanche. Wow. These are horrible. I actually like Spotlight and what did the one before? No, Blanche. That's like the name of a poodle.
Okay, here's the guy's names. Ready?
Okay. What?
Tyler.
It's cute, but way too basic. Sorry, tea time.
Way too basic. Sorry, tea time. Okay, next one. Pant.
Pant? Pant? Someone give this guy babynames.com so that he can stop looking around the room at the first thing he sees.
I got a good one. Ready?
Okay, pant, do a new one. That's not even real.
Ready? Binder.
Randall, stop looking around the room. Come up with real names. I'm being serious. The girl names were cool.
Okay, fine. Ready?
Yeah.
Zach.
Zach?
Yeah.
A very, very tough name. I've always liked that name. I would date a Zach. There are certain names where I'm like, not going to date you because your name's lame. But I wouldn't name my kid Zach.
Okay, but I got a really good one now.
What?
Cloud.
Cloud?
Yeah.
I like it for a girl. Cloud for a girl is cute.
Okay, and here's my last one.
Okay.
I have one more for a girl. Ready? Okay,
yeah.
Ribbon.
Ribbon? Ribbon and Juicy work the same strip club hours.
Okay, hold
for
on.
For sure. That's for sure.
Okay. Okay. And what about Jay? That's my last one for the guy.
Jay? Mm-hmm. Just the letter or like J-A-Y, J-A-E?
J-A-Y.
I like it. I wouldn't name my kid that though. So okay. If any of these names are on your list, you are denied the stamp of denying all of them.
I like Cloud. I think it's a great name.
Cloud is super cute. You would get Cloud if it was a girl.
Okay.
Oh, now I'm thinking about if I have a girl and I just know her name's going to be Cloud. And what if she likes to smoke a lot of weed? Oh my gosh. My life is flashing before my eyes. What is happening? Whatever happened to the name like Sophie, Ashley, Nicole, you know?
You know what I decided? Whatever name you want, I'll support.
I actually like the idea. Okay, so I want to tell our listeners that we will be coming to you guys on next week's podcast from the location of where we are doing our gender reveal.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I want you guys to call in because I want to know what names you guys like. I want to know, like, stories that you guys have from, you know, whether it's during your giving birth process or during your pregnancy. Like, I want all things baby to come through on the voicemails. That number is 1-866-LALA-POD. 1-866-LALA-POD. Call us, leave us a message, give us some baby names you like. Maybe even let us know, like, do you think it's a boy? Do you think it's a girl? I want you to mention it all.
Yeah, I think, by the way, I think when they call in, they should give us their vote, boy or girl. So when we actually reveal it, we'll see what the audience thought, you know, like what they lean towards, boy or girl. I think that will be fun.
Okay, I like that. Rand, okay, so you and I have ping-ponged names back and forth.
Yep.
Do you think that we will choose a name before the baby gets here? Or do you think that we'll have to meet the baby first to see?
No, I think with your OCD, there is zero chance that you won't have this name picked within around 10 days of knowing if it's a boy or girl. That's how confident I am that you've had this in your head for a long time.
Okay.
I think you asked me my opinion. I honestly think you asked me my opinion. Just to be kind, but I feel like when we find out this
weekend,
I
do a lot of things just to be kind.
Yeah,
to make you feel like you're a part of this.
You don't. I already know you're just being nice. It's very kind. Okay.
I like to tease Randall. A lot of people think I'm mean, but it's just me busting his balls.
That was mean. No, that was mean.
You're a part of it. You're a part of it.
No, I am the father. I am a huge part.
Right, but your part doesn't really kick in until it's here. Like, if you really think about it, like, your part ended at the shooting off.
Okay, so if that's the case, when the doctor keeps sending those little bills, can I forward them to you?
You're so a part of this process, baby. You're like in it. You're a dad right now.
Yeah, that's what I want to hear. And by the way, that's some bullshit because I have been to all the doctor's appointments. I have not missed.
You can't say that you've been to the doctor's appointments, Rand. Oh, via
I have been to all the doctor's appointments via Zoom. And you know what? I will say it. I paid extra to come in super early.
That's true. He did do that.
I paid extra just so I could be there in person when that baby's heartbeat beat for the first time. Boom.
And you guys, when he does that, we have to go in so early.
6 a.m., 5:30 a.m.
Because they have to sanitize properly after we leave. It's, yeah, I know. I feel so bad for them.
But you know what? Yeah, well, don't feel bad because I pay extra. But can I tell you something?
What?
It was so important to me to be there for you that I had to do whatever I had to do because I didn't want to miss that first time where I could listen to the baby's heartbeat and be there. And it was very magical and beautiful.
I love when you say something's magical. It makes me feel like I'm at Disneyland. But it was. We both sobbed when we heard the heartbeat. Anyway.
I didn't cry.
Oh, please. You're a mega puss during all of this.
That's a lie.
All right.
I was like, yo, that's cool. Sounds like
that heartbeat's so cool, bro. Anyway, again, you guys, we want to hear from you. Leave us a message. We will be coming to you next week from the location of where our baby is.
Oh,
trending.
My God. Lala? Are you joking? Gosh.
That my baby ... with Randall will be revealed. You can call us.
I am so over this.
Yeah, right?
I'm done with this podcast.
You can call us at 1-866-LALAPOD. We can't wait to hear from you, and we will catch you next Wednesday.
Love you guys.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.